The roomies go on a mini vacation, and the Spiral Squad are out of control like usual. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
buddy!
I think I scared her ass.
Yeah, buddy!
Spiral Squad is back!
Guys, the Spiral Squad is not just on TV. We have the Spiral Squad here in
studio. I think
studio.
We're the Spiral Squad.
Oh, we love the Jersey Shore. Honestly, Jersey Shore is amazing. I think we all love it. We're so happy to have you guys here. I want to introduce my incredible co-host. We have Miss DJ over here. And what is your alter ego?
Oh my goodness, my alter ego? Wow, what was it? Oh, Big Mama DJ.
Get it, boo-boo.
Big Mama DJ. She is a Jersey Shore alum. Is that what it is? You've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Loves Jersey Shore. Has
oh
been on
gosh,
the panel. Along with myself.
So great to be back.
And we have Mandy, who's going to be hanging with us for a few weeks. Mandy is a makeup artist, also a Jersey Shore lover.
Yes.
You can see her on Why can't I say this name correctly?
American Beauty Star Season 1. It's
exactly.
Now on Season 3. Go in there.
I'm like America's Beauty Star. Yeah, she's amazing. And we also have Benny over here. Who
yes.
Is... Benny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a huge Jersey Shore fan. Love it. Been watching it since Season 1 years ago. And yeah. It's amazing.
So we have a super fan here.
A super, super fan.
We're all super fans here. So now this was a long episode. We had another 2-hour premiere, which it wasn't a premiere, just another episode. But there was a lot that went down. This family is crazy. And so we're kicking it up a notch. We're going to be starting out where we left off last week. So we talk about Mike, or they show Mike and his sentencing. And what I thought was crazy was how much they put emphasis on that he was there for 2 years, or that he got a 2-year sentence. But really, this whole time, it was his brother, and Mike only got 8. And I don't know about you guys, I would be, the way they were making it sound, I'd be like the brother. I'd be like, okay, I guess you guys don't care about me at all.
Right?
They were like,
yeah. I know
that was
so I know it's like the two brothers from the same family going to jail. Not a good look.
Yeah, it's pretty bad on the family name.
Yeah, that's
come
it.
On,
it just seemed like they didn't care like whatsoever once they found out the truth.
They continue to eat.
And you would think they would have like a special relationship with his brother since they're so close with Mike. So that's why I was like, that's kind of messed up.
Are they close with Mark? I mean, do we know?
We don't hear much about that, so I'm not sure about that.
I think Mike and Mark had some issues because Mark was kind of trying to use Mike for his fame and money or whatever. He was trying to live off that, but so I heard.
Well, I mean, all the cast, they're all at a local bar, and they're all sitting there talking when all of this news comes out. And they are crying. Ronnie is punching the wall. They're all bawling their eyes out. Like, this is really what's going on. I want to hear from all of you guys. Do you think that this is like a justified reaction, or do you think they're being a little dramatic?
I mean, they're being real. I think if it was any one of our friends, close friends, we'd be very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
When they first thought it was 2 years, you saw Snooki, everybody was breaking down. When they heard 8 months,
it was like somebody died.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels that way.
No, I get it.
We know how you feel because you were talking a little bit throughout the show, so tell us your feelings on their breakdown.
I just think that it was very, very dramatic, but in all honesty, 8 months is nothing compared to committing a felony. They should be, like, kind of celebrating that, like, okay, he didn't get that long. Like, he did a crime. He's got to do the time. No, like, disrespect or, like, disregarding people's feelings. I just think it was so over the top.
Right. I feel like he got off very, very easy. Like, he got 8 months. That's less than a year. Eight months goes by like that. Like, I can understand them being sad because he is going to go away for 8 months, but they should still be happy and relieved that he got off so easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Mandy actually has some information for us because Mike said... I didn't get his exact quote, but he said that he was really the only person that has gotten this sentence for what he's done. And I was like, that sounds off. That sounds a little fishy. So Mandy did some research for us.
So I just looked up, you know, like tax evasion, if it's a felony. Yes, it's a felony. And it says that it is $100,000 fine or more, and then $500,000 fine in the case of a corporation, like tax evasion in a corporation, or in prison, or being imprisoned. So... dude, he got off. I'm sorry. And everybody's like, it's not fair. It's not fair. What are you talking about? It's not fair. He committed a crime, you guys.
Yeah. Like, it's 8 months. Like, 8 months is really so nothing. Literally, 8 months is really, like, I get it. If you said you're going to jail, a freaking day would be a lot to be in jail.
Yeah, there's no positivity in that.
But it's literally less than a year.
From last week's show, we find out that, you know, he's actually enjoying prison. Like, he's not having like the worst time in there. So he's in there for only 8 months and he's not having like an awful time.
He's
so,
working out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's eating food.
And he's getting his haircut twice a week.
They're probably serving
Do you get your haircut
pumpkin?
Twice a week, Benny?
I wish I did.
In jail? Hey, tax evasion, boo-boo, go get your haircut twice. Let's do this.
Yeah, like it doesn't even make any sense.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't know if any of y'all have been to jail.
Never.
But no. Have you ever been in
Praise baby Jesus.
But they talk about the drunk tank. You guys ever been in the drunk tank?
I've never been arrested. I've been in the drunk tank.
Oh. Wait, what's the drunk tank?
You get drunk?
It's when you drink too much and then the police come if you're at a party and then they take you in.
Or like public intoxication.
Yeah,
or
that was me.
Just being caught drunk underage or like rowdy or whatever. Pretty much like Dina and Snooki. What happened to them?
I was like a Snooki.
How was it, Justine?
I was wasted. I don't remember.
Oh my God.
So I actually don't remember. I just remember standing there in the window and then my mom coming in and I'm like laughing, having a great time. And she's like, are you actually effing kidding me? Like, you're having a good time and you just went to jail. So
go hang out with Mike. I'm just kidding.
Well, enough about me. Let's go get back into the cast. And yeah, I will. I'll find you Mike in there, right? So the cast, they all go grocery shopping. It's really cute. They decide they want to throw a little party for Mike to make him feel better. They get all of his favorite food, Funfetti's cakes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He always calls it Funfetti's, which is amazing. That's his signature food. And they all go and they meet at Vinny's house, which is hilarious that his mom was there. Everyone's like,
surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Surprise that his mom's there. And
making him some good food.
Yeah.
She lives right next door.
Yeah, no, really. She lives so close. But they all were like, the producers came out, they're like, listen, guys, we have a situation.
Drink
every time.
Drink. Oh, I never bring my cup.
Forgot
you guys
it.
drink.
No.
Yeah, we made a thing that every time we say situation, you drink. That was last week. So everybody out there, if you want to drink with me, situation. So we have a situation. The situation does not want to, he's not coming. Mm. So everyone's like, you know what, we're going to go and get everyone together, and we're going to go talk to Big Daddy Sitch. And they go, and they get him to go on the trip with them. And I was so excited about that. Did you guys think he was going to come? Or go?
I think so. Because, you know, I feel like he kind of wanted to give us a little suspense. You know, like, oh, where is he? Where is he? But I knew when Vinny and Pauly came to his house, because they're brothers at the end of the day. And the way that they approached it, they were like, oh, let's not pressure him or force him. They gave him the option. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So it was
In my opinion, I just think why he was kind of hesitant and not going, it's like he's going to be away from his wife. He probably just wants to get his head together. He's probably not going to be in the right spirits to go camping.
Yeah.
You know?
I was surprised that he actually went because I thought that it was just finally hitting him that he's going to go to jail. And so
prison.
Thank you. But I didn't think he would actually like want to do it. He would just want to stay at home with his fiance and just like hang out.
That's what I would want to do.
Yeah, because they were talking before they went that they were going to be planning the wedding and that he's happy and healthy. And so to see him talk to the roommates about being happy and healthy and being really, really positive to the next day, him being obviously he was like a little upset, depressed about it. I wasn't surprised because, you know, the cameras aren't on him. So that's when he probably was breaking down when cameras are on him. Remember, he threw up the peace sign. They're all asking him questions. He's smiling.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised, but for the show, I knew that he would go because it's like
it's part of the show.
Yeah. It's like if the show wasn't there, I don't know.
Yeah,
yes,
agreed.
But so we get guys a lot happened this episode, so we're just getting everything all together.
Yeah.
So JWoww comes up in like a big van, throws everyone together. It's like a
19-hour drive.
Okay. You couldn't pay me.
First of all, let me just say, with the money they have and everything, unless it's for the show, why didn't they fly?
Right?
It's for the show.
It has to be, because I was like...
First of all, why would Mike want to spend 19 hours in a car when he's going to go to jail and be or prison and be in a I would be like, nah, absolutely not. It makes absolutely not.
No sense. If you guys were on the verge of going to, sounds so bad. If you guys were on the verge of going to jail, would you guys do this
trip? No.
No. I would not.
Really? I think I would do it.
Oh, the trip. I thought you meant would I like go in the car for 19 hours?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't specify that.
I would go on the trip. I wouldn't mind going on the trip. I wouldn't spend 19 hours in a car.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would actually go somewhere else. Not a road trip, but, you know, not a nice little foreign country.
I would go to an island.
Maybe like Paris. I've never been there before.
Yeah.
Something I've never really
done. I would go on an island and disappear.
I like the way that they switched it up, though, because, I mean, they ended up drinking anyway, but they usually just go to bars and go crazy, and they decided to go and make it a little bit more... What is it? I don't know the right word for it. Not like home-like, but they
Kumbaya,
go...
Kumbaya, a little...
Yeah, like, it's not like them to go fishing and go horseback riding, and
it's
so
like
they
went...
It's
like quality time.
Yeah. So they went to the Dude Ranch, which is upstate New York, which is hilarious because I used to go all the time. Not to the Dude Ranch. It's called the Catskills. I don't know if you know. It's because you're from New York. So upstate New York, it's called the Catskills. It's kind of like the same idea where there's fishing, and it's kind of like... Is rural the right word? I don't even know if that's the right word for it. But, yeah, it's really nice up there, so I like that they decide to do that. But, of course, they always decide to bring their craziness with them. Mm-hmm. And so Angelina and Dina like to kick this off, this entire trip off, with a fight.
Yeah.
So they're fighting. Surprise. And I want to know all of your opinions on, were you on Jenny's side or Angelina's side? So let's start off, because you got something to say.
They always punk Angelina out.
Yeah.
Seriously, stop. Why couldn't Jenny sleep on the floor? Why couldn't Snooki sleep on the floor? She's probably going to pass out drunk somewhere else anyway. Whatever. I'm just saying, they always gang up on Angelina, and, like, I don't blame her, and I'm so glad that she stuck up for herself. And Dina should not be getting that stressed out when she's pregnant.
Yeah. Exactly.
She should, like, she was so stressed out.
Benny, what do you think?
I completely agree. It seems like Angelina always gets the short end of the stick. And I don't know if that's because, like, she wasn't on a couple of seasons and she was on the outs when they first started, like, filming. But it just seems like the girl can't catch a break. It's not fair. So, like you said, like, I'm glad that she stuck her ground and stood up for herself.
Mm-hmm. I agree 1,000%. Guys, please give Angelina a break. Like, she came this far. I thought we made amends, okay? She admit her wrong. She's part of the crew. Treat her as that.
She has her own intro now, guys. Come on.
Yes. Exactly. She's got her own intro.
All the difference.
Leave what about Angelina alone.
I think, honestly, I think that I agree with you guys. I don't understand the way that they edited it, too. It was weird. Unless there was more conversation, I don't get why... Snooki or JWoww, like, why couldn't they take the bed?
They didn't even offer.
Like, they're like, Angelina's going crazy again, but they expected her to sleep on the
floor. Her to just be like, oh, okay, sure. Like, absolutely not. No.
And so, did you guys agree with the way Dina was screaming? Because Dina's seems to be, like, one of the most rational ones of the group, especially because she's sober and pregnant.
Yeah.
The way she was screaming at Angelina,
it's her hormones because she's pregnant. That's exactly what it is. Your hormones
are
all over the place.
But why wasn't she getting mad at everybody? Right. Why was it just Angelina?
I think good point.
I think she kind of low-key feels bad because she was the one that caused this because she didn't want to sleep in the cabin. So maybe she's, like, extra emotional because of that. So that's why she kind of went off the way she did. But.
Yeah.
And then, hormones, of course.
I don't think she should have went off. I thought that was completely wrong. And like I said before, like, why pick on Angelina, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she's going to stick up. They should have known that Angelina's going to stick up for herself. She's not the type of girl that's going to be like, okay, you guys can just do whatever you want. Like, I'll do whatever you guys say. Like, no, she's going to stand her ground and say what's on her mind and not give two Fs about it.
And Jenny annoyed me when she was like, oh, Angelina, it's like... What? Like, you
and
guys,
way,
like,
yeah, and
she annoyed me so bad.
The way she grabbed, the way she grabbed the bed and was like, don't worry, I'll do it, look like, trying to make it look like she was this, like, macho mom, and I'm like, you actually are looking to me, like,
like,
think to everyone, you guys are looking, like, you're looking stupid, like, you're getting mad,
They're bullying.
Sorry that Angelina wanted a bed.
Like, how dare her have something to sleep on? Like,
I feel like she can't talk without someone, like, making fun of her.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know why she even, like, wants to be with these people if they're not getting along. So, speaking of pregnancy, like we were just talking about with Dina, Ronnie breaks the news at a night bonfire. He breaks the news and he thinks Jen may be pregnant.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I think that
I'm not trying to like manifest it or whatever. I'm just saying I think Ronnie needs jail time to like get.
Wait, someone said that.
Yeah, he needs it. He needs it for his mental.
It was
Pauly.
It was one of them.
I think of course Pauly.
No, wasn't it Jenny?
It was Jenny.
Yes. Yeah.
I think honestly, Ronnie should go to jail, get his life together, and like
seriously, the wrong one's going to jail, guys.
Yeah, seriously, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's kind of a joke, you know. Whatever. It's
we don't really want to see
people.
Him
no,
jail.
We don't.
Exactly.
Because
before anybody gets like offended, we don't really want him to go to jail. But we're just saying, I think that jail could be. Help him, maybe.
A little bit more.
Definitely therapeutic, for sure. Yeah.
Yes, therapeutic. Perfect word,
He needs time to reflect on his actions, what he's going to do in the future. I think he needs a total, like...
Stop making babies.
A whole year or so of just complete solitude. Just think about himself, think about his own needs and wants, and just...
If he goes to jail, then he'll have an excuse and people will believe that he got beat up.
Exactly.
Very true. Very true.
It is the story about...
Watch him be like, I fell.
The stadium, right?
Someone tripped me.
The story about the Sea Caucus situation...
Sea Caucus!
...rolls into the bonfire.
He was in Sea Caucus?
It rolls into the bonfire. Sorry, I'm like, my head is getting confused right now. They start talking about that and how they don't believe that that actually happened. They believe that it's Jenny, or not Jen. Jen. Mm-hmm. Jen. They think that Jen is the one that beat him up, pretty much.
Yep.
And when he breaks the news about having a baby, he said that he's excited and he's happy. And I specifically have here that he said he is excited and only wants kids with one woman. So he would rather have all his kids with Jen and nobody else.
So he's settling.
That doesn't make
he's any, settling.
But
he's settling.
It needs to be healthy.
I see where he's coming from when saying that.
But at the same time...
You know, they have a very, very unhealthy relationship. Like, these two should not be together.
I feel very bad for the kids.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's all I have to say. In the public eye and that's going to be traumatizing to the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what was traumatizing was Vinny's ghost story. He tells a ghost story, which is... And this is why I love this
ghosty
cast.
Ghosty stories, like Snooki says.
It's just, like, this cast is... I love them so much because... Mm. Like, who would think of that? I'm going to tell a ghost story and literally tells Ronnie's exact situation and makes
situation.
It, like... Situation. Makes it, like, scary. Mm-hmm. Like people are...
And
then
he's a really good storyteller.
Yeah,
Vinny did really good at storytelling.
I was interested.
Yeah.
I was just like, tell me more, man. Tell me more.
I was so into it, yeah. I was spooked to myself. I was like, ooh. Crazy girlfriend.
Yeah, well, Guido's, they actually don't really seem to know how to do anything besides gym tan laundry because these guys... Can't do anything.
I literally wrote that down.
Yeah, they cannot fish.
Canoe? What the heck? Four Guidos on a two-person boat. Come on.
I couldn't do it.
I can't canoe. They are so bad at everything except tans.
Seriously. And they weren't getting their tan on, so I don't even know what's happening with them. Their canoe started to, like, sink.
It was too heavy. Why do they have four people in there? Ronnie's huge. Situation's huge. Like, what?
The producers are probably, like, drilling the hole. All right, everybody, get in. And then they're all, like, starting to make a video.
Did you guys notice that Pauly's literally doing every activity in Yeezys?
No.
Line dancing in Yeezys.
I didn't even notice that.
Wait, let's talk about how he customized his cowboy hat for his blowout.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was genius.
I was just going to say that. Like, literally, I have it right
Pauly,
here.
I love you so much.
He's
oh,
great.
My God.
You
he's
amazing.
So amazing.
And what's with the megaphone? Everywhere he goes. He
Jim Taylor, yeah.
Cab is here. Cab is here.
Canoe's here. Canoe's here.
Every single thing that this guy does, he has this megaphone. I have a quick little fun question. Does anybody have a favorite Pauly D quote? And everybody in watching right now, if you guys have a favorite quote,
I wrote something.
Tell us in the comments, and we'll let you know. I mean, we'll probably agree with you because all of his quotes are good. But do you guys have one? Because I have one.
Okay,
I wrote
honestly,
down.
This is my favorite question because there's so many. And he always, it seems like he's always coming up with new ones, obviously. But in this episode, I really liked how he made a remix of that song, Snooki Drinks All the Beers on the Wall.
Yeah.
Snooki Drinks All the Beers. I loved it.
Oh my gosh, that was genius, what about you, buddy? What was that? So he kept on saying something about Mike, like something in the house.
Big Daddy Sitch in the building.
Big Daddy Sitch in the building or something like that.
Oh, I'm talking overall because mine is, besides cabs are here, it's, oh my God. Whenever he goes to Vinny, he goes, wake up, Keto Guido. I love when he does that and I don't know why.
I just like the cabs are here because that's what made him.
Cabs here, like
that was season one. Like that's what made that's what started it.
Prank War Champion.
I just like how he's like something really good. He just does anything, something, buddy.
Wow, you sound just like him. All right, well, we could do impersonations of them forever. Seriously. Let us know. That would be a good segment. We could talk about some of our quotes. Our cast favorite quotes.
Let's make a whole segment.
So let us know if that's something you guys would like to have a special segment on at some point. And then kind of going on to more of like a, not like a deeper level, but like a little bit, Ronnie tries to ask Jenny about her divorce. And Jenny wasn't having it, leaves.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that situation? Do you think it's fair the way that they all attack Ronnie on his relationship, but nobody dares say anything about Jenny?
I agree with that, but Ronnie brought that up for that reason. He was trying to get the attention off of his relationship onto another relationship.
It's true, but do you think that it's... Besides that situation, do you think it's fair?
They kind of pick on Ronnie, too. Like, I feel like Ronnie and Angelina, they pick on so bad.
But the thing is with Jenny, like, she always is in everybody's business. Yes. And she's always questioning everybody's relationships and stuff. She does that a lot, but she doesn't want to talk about her own. So it's just really, Ronnie has every right to feel the way he does.
Yeah. Like, I agree with that. I agree with Jenny is always in everyone's business, but... At the same time, why bring it up at all? You know, if they if they don't want to talk about it, then don't talk about it. You know, it's such a personal situation, and I agree with Jenny. She doesn't want to talk about it. She wants to live her life and be happy
and gossip about everything.
But there's probably times that Ronnie doesn't want to talk about it, and they you know what it is? This is the difference. I think that we probably. It sounds like there's a lot of Ronnie talk because we watch the show and we hear the confessionals. Who knows how much they really talk to Ronnie about it.
Yeah, because all this is editing.
It's all editing. We hear it. Yeah. We don't know.
And on top of that, Ronnie does himself put his relationship on blast on social media.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Jenny doesn't do that. So that's the difference.
I wonder why.
Well, Ronnie's always spiraling out of control, and he is a part of the Spiral Squad with Snooki, which they're like my favorite little thing. Like, they remind me of the old cast. Like, if you want to look back on old Jersey Shore, look at Snooki, look at Ronnie. They left them, basically. The whole cast went to dinner. They left them. They were playing with the band. They were just drinking and just kind of going out of control.
They were fun to watch.
So fun. Who would you say is more of a Actually, I'm not even going to ask this question. Oh, really? Who's more of a... Okay, so if we're
Ronnie's a little bit more rowdy, but, like, I don't know.
Who's more of the Spiral and the Spiral Squad? And this could be not just drinking. I say Ronnie because his life's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like they both bring different kinds of spirals. Like,
yes.
Ronnie, he has his own name, Ron Rampage.
Like he's just drinking his life away, like a life away.
And he
gets
really super emotional and aggressive and stuff. And Snooki's more fun. Like if I had to choose one to spiral with, it'd be Snooki, hands down.
Oh, I would not want to spiral Scott with Ronnie. I'd be like, we're gonna get in a fight.
I'd be scared.
We're gonna get in a fight, and then I'm gonna get like go get your girl pregnant.
Punching holes in the wall.
Like watching Snooki, you just want to go out and you want to have a beer with her and just like have a good time. Mm-hmm. Watching Ronnie. You just want to go somewhere else, far away, and like stay away from the drama.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but DJ, before we get into our special segment and news and gossip, DJ, if you want to tell AfterBuzz a little something.
Yeah, my favorite part, you guys. So, you guys, before we get on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in what we do and what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you guys so much, and we are so excited for our next segment, and that is news. We got some news, right, Benny?
We got some news. So apparently, the Jersey Shore fam, they're going to be filming in Township, Hamilton Township.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, that's where I'm from.
No way.
Wait, what?
No way.
Okay, Justine has to go back home.
See, this is how we know that this is news, because some of us don't know the news. We have Benny, who is reporting the news for us.
Exactly.
Wait, it says Hamilton Township.
Yeah,
wait, Hamilton Township. What are they filming there?
Residents in the township, they're super happy about it. MTV.
Justine, fly home, boo-boo. We're on that show.
I'm literally from Hamilton. I went to Hamilton.
You have to go down there. Maybe you can be on the next season.
We're going
to
be talking about you next season.
What are they doing in Hamilton? There's, like, nothing there.
They say it's...
not Secaucus?
Not Secaucus.
Hamilton?
Not Secaucus.
If anybody wants to know, Hamilton is right by Trenton, so it's like, here's Hamilton and Trenton, and Secaucus is up there, but I'm just really confused.
Wow. So I can only, we don't know if this is for next season, if this is for
the current
season right now, or like a little special
that
they're having.
Hamilton, I need to know when. Well, because I actually know Dina from my one friend in Hamilton was friends with Dina, because Dina grew up she grew up in New Egypt, so I believe it was New Egypt, like maybe like 15 minutes away from Hamilton. That's the only reason I can like maybe guess why, but I don't know.
So the production company, they want to film for a few days in August.
I just want to know why.
Girl, you're
get
going,
down there.
You're going to go back to Jersey there. In August?
I know, but there's so many places. I don't know where they're going to go.
Oh my God, she's going back in August already. Like,
that's crazy, guys.
New cast member alert.
You're going to get your own intro.
Well, I've done makeup on Angelina and Dina, and so should I hit them up and be like, hey guys, you know I live in Hamilton. I'll be there on the show.
Do you guys need your makeup done for the show?
Maybe. Hit them up. But anyway, sorry. I'm like so excited that Hamilton, you guys have to understand, this is a very like not a anything special town. Sorry, guys. But anyway.
Now it's going to be.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So do we have any more news? Or is it time for special segments?
Special segments.
Okay. So we are going to do our favorite. I'm trying to think of which one.
Activity on the show tonight?
No, we're going to do what we did with our last show last year was Little Meatballs. So we just talk about who our favorite little meatball is. And I feel like we're all going to say the same thing.
Snooky.
No babies.
Wait, what?
Little meatballs. So it's like they're babies. So like Snooky's baby is my
Snooky's
favorite
little girl.
I like her. Her newborn is
she's literally like a spitting like a little duplicate of Snooky. She's so cute.
Both Jenny and Snooky's daughters are just like their mini them.
Yeah,
I would say then Ronnie's daughter. Yeah. Ronnie's daughter looked exactly like him.
Yeah.
So really? Cute though. Yeah.
You don't think you don't think she looks like him?
She looks exactly like him. She's adorable.
Well, we all love our little meatballs. And is there anything before we leave, any kind of predictions that you guys want to say, or is there anything that you think is going to happen throughout the rest of the season?
All I know is that in the preview of next episode, I saw somebody jump over the freaking fence or balcony they were on. Who was it? Was it Vinny? That scared me.
I thought it was Pauly.
So I guess we'll have to find
out. Ooh. Wow. Okay. Getting a little crazy. I think it's going to be some more ganging up on Angelina.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, poor thing.
I think they're finally going to confront Ronnie about that alleged fight that happened.
I hope so.
And he's going to be forced to say what happened. And I think Jen's going to make an appearance also. And there's going to be drama like no other. Can't wait.
What's your prediction?
I think that Jen is not pregnant because we would have found out. It would have been all over the place. So, like, even though it's weird, why am I a little disappointed? Because they shouldn't be bringing kids, but no. I'm like, that would be, like, a better show. I think that... I think we're going to see a little bit more of Mike's situation. And, like, his feelings on it and probably talking more about it. And obviously you could see in the upcoming episodes that they're going to have talks about the wedding.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. But, Yeah, until then, thank you guys so much for watching. We love having you. We love Jersey Shore. And so if you guys want to tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, you guys, thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm DJ. You can find me on Instagram, DJ_Beaulieu.
What's up, guys? I'm Amanda Terry. You can find me on Instagram at @makeup_Mandy with an I. And I'm also doing Tuesday nights Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so tune in.
What's up, guys? I'm Benny Adams, and you can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
Check us out.
And I'm Justine, and you can find me at Justine Devanna. And here every single week on the Jersey Shore After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
See you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.